Tá do pé.
They sit down, if you could play the high video in the stadium, and when that's over, I'm going to go to...
Trouble, I've been in my death for the piece of the puzzle, I got it for real. Zill keep me going, I wake up and hustle, you won't see me buckle, I've been in the field. Man of the town, you've been in your fields, I'm adjusting this crown. Call me your majesty, either that or your tragedy, we shutting everything down. I've been high like somebody put a candle on them. Off top, I don't really stand opponents, this mine, the moment is. Run out and start a bunch of pandemonium. More game, I got some, the skill is by one, y'all done, the game in the coffin. Referee screen, rest in peace, and think twice if you next to me, it's West. This ain't no regular thing, I came for the ring, you know what I mean. I shoot my shot and it's clean, this is my city, yeah, this is my team. If you talking, it's all to me nice, I play with all of my life. See my name in the lights, better keep right, I'm champion. Repetition, I'm stacking these trophies, I'm good with addition. I spit like a pastor, I give you the vision. Up early morning, enough of the sleeping. My life is a dream, but you wishing you lived it. Haters get livid, my pocket's Pacific, that's deep if you get it. So Tempur-Pedic, I sleep on the critics. Don't feel like competing, I'm hearing these tickets. Whoa, let me switch the flow, a new bounce. Coming to the den with a lion, I'm gon' pounce. Know I've been a king for a while. Got a ring and a crown, that's the bling with the blow. What the team is about, champions. You can tell by the ambience of this sound. Referee screen, rest in peace, and think twice if you never see me, just no doubt. This ain't no regular thing, I came for the ring, you know what I mean. If you talking, it's all to me nice, I play with all of my life. You see my name in the lights, better get right. This ain't no regular thing, I came for the ring, you know what I mean. I shoot my shot and it's clean, this is my city, yeah, this is my team. If you talking, it's all to me nice, play with all of my life. You see my name in the lights, better get right, I'm champion.
City's northern border reared against the sky. Proudly stands a 10-1 Wildcat team looking to make some history tonight in Wildcat Stadium. This team has already accomplished a lot. They gave the program its 600th win. These seniors are 16-2 in region play in 3 years. Back-to-back region championships, 3 straight appearances in the second round of the 6A playoffs. Can they take another step tonight against the Mountain Brook Spartans? Huh? The Spartans are a formidable opponent, but make no mistake, when you count this team out, they have proven a lot and proven a lot of people wrong and are ready to do it again. Welcome in, everybody. It's Fort Payne game day. I'm your host, Brian Northcutt, and I'm joined today with Miss Florabel Easley. Florabel, welcome.
Thank you.
Are you excited?
Yes, sir. I'm very excited. I'm feeling great today, Mr. Brian. We have got a packed out stadium. It is a beautiful day here at Wildcat Stadium, so I'm very excited. This is going to be a great show.
It's a lot warmer than I thought it was going to be.
Yes, sir. It sure is.
Like, are you guys ready for some football? All right. We're going to have games, so we're going to have a pep rally. But inside of this pep rally, we're going to have some games, we're going to have some interviews, we're going to have a lot of fun. I just got a message just recently. I asked for it earlier this morning, and I got it, so we don't have the video for it. But I think, are we ready up there, Allie? We've got a message from Alex McPherson for you guys for tonight. So you don't see him, but you're going to hear him. All right, some of y'all got to hear that. Anyway, so we're going to have some games. We're going to have a game right after we have some cheers. Miss Owens, we'll take it. Give it to you.
Fire up for Kane. Fire up.
Fire up for Kane.
Fire up for Kane. Fire up for
a kicking game. This game is sponsored by FPTV. The winner will win a $50 gift card.
So Florabel's going to call out some folks to come on down and play our game. Here they come.
This game is led and judged by our kicker, Hayden Chambers. Are y'all ready to hear your contestants? Golf commit, J.P. Grove. Contestant number two is everyone's favorite goalie, Addy Dollar. Contestant number three is class of 2026 voted best hair, Stokes Latham. And contestant number one is the best principal in all the land, Mr. Scott Timmons.
So we're going to go out here with Hayden. Hayden's been coaching up some folks. Y'all hold on. Come on out here. We're going to start at the five. Everybody gets two kicks at the five. All right, you make one, you go on. All right, we've got to figure out, make sure everybody can do this. And Hayden has been doing a little bit of coaching on this. He's going to help them out. I'm going to go first for a bit.
Contestant number one,
Jake. He drops up first. From the 5-yard line, you got to make one of them. Here he goes. Oh! All right. All right, JP. You ready? Take a chance. little harder than it looks, you know?
Sure.
Taking the camp for JP Grove.
Let's see if he made it.
Oh!
Yeah.
All right, so
hold steady, JP. Somebody else has got to make it.
Arms up. Arms up, ready! Come on over, JP.
What's up, guys?
You okay? So that was a little harder than it looked, huh?
Yeah, you know, I've been working hard. And
she
Sorry, JP.
Second round. Sorry, JP. Good shot. All right. Eddie, we can't go that far or we lose our broadcast symbol.
So tell me, do you think your soccer experience has helped you with that kick? Absolutely not.
is it totally different?
Completely different.
With people in the stands?
Oh, very, yeah. Well, you ran it
first
try.
All right.
I bet y'all are going to be efficient, right?
No.
What do you got, Mr. Simmons? This is his second attempt, right? We're going to learn pretty quick, guys. All right, so I'm going to kick him. All right. Hey, so Eddie, right now, Mr. Timmons is up. This is your only competition. It is, yes.
No pressure.
All right, Mr. Timmons. I wonder if he was a secret like soccer player back in his day.
Impossible. I'm saying that.
Here we go. Oh! He did it! Oh, my goodness!
Mr. Timmons!
All right, move back. Hey, let's go to the. This is down to two. It's Timmons and $80. All right, let me hear you. Who do you think's Addie? Who thinks Mr. Timmons?
Let's see. 15.
One shot. This is sudden death. You make it, you're in. Who loses? Oh, look at that! Blitzer! Okay. Mr. Timmons looks a little nervous now.
Mr. Northcutt.
I didn't realize it. Use some sorcery or something. I don't know. I'm still stuck.
Okay. Same deal?
No.
I'm saying the first 200.
Oh. If he misses.
No way.
If he misses.
If he misses, he's
going to
miss.
Okay, all right. If he misses, Addie wins $50 and 200 kids get in free. There
he
y'all give it up for Addie Dollar. There you go, Addie. All right, Miss Owens, back to you.
Please, heal.
talking about nobody could hear.
Huh?
Your boy was talking on this thing nobody could hear.
All right, we're back at the FPTV desk, speaking with Fort Payne. Hang on, let me see them all. I'm not on. There we go. Got a lot going on here, Coach.
Gotcha.
He's got it on. All right, here we go. We've got Coach Elmore here. Sorry, I'm getting distracted. We've got people talking in my ears. We've got stuff going on everywhere, so we're glad you guys are here. Are y'all having fun so far? We gave away $50. We're going to give away another $50 here in a little bit. Speaking with Fort Payne head football coach Chris Elmore, I feel like we talk all the time.
Yeah, we do, I think. Yeah.
So is there anything else to be said? I mean, it's game day. You guys are ready. What you got for tonight?
No, I just thank everybody for coming, number one, and Miss Owens and everybody putting this on. It's a great crowd, and it's a great reason for this crowd. And same thing I'm going to tell the team here in a few hours. We just need everybody to show up, show out, and let's go get it done.
Yeah. So you got captains for tonight. Do you normally do that now? You want to do it now?
Yeah, our captains tonight will be Blake Griggs.
Y'all stand up.
Carter Blaylock, Cooper Jackson, and Riker Shangles.
Everybody's healthy, or as healthy as you can be at this point of the season. So we feel good about it. Got Mountain Brook coming into town. Hayes in the barn, ready to go.
Look, it's going to be two great teams. The difference could be our home field advantage, and that's my challenge to everybody here tonight. The difference could be our crowd and how loud they can be. And we need it to be the difference. And if that's the difference tonight, I think these guys will get it done.
Well,
it's
hey,
a good team.
Let's practice right now. Okay, it's third down and six. Mountain Brook's got it on the 46-yard line. What are you guys going to do? Third down and six. Come on. Will that help?
That definitely would help, yes.
Okay. So now you know the measuring stick. You guys show up tonight, make some noise, and let's pull these Wildcats through. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Please report to the 50-yard line at this time. players have invited their dads and father figures to join them. We aren't going to make them do the chicken dance or form the banana, and we're not even going to make them talk. We're going to do what dads and sons do, and that's play catch. But the ball that these dads will catch today carries more than words can say. Game balls usually go to the superstar, but today they honor who helped us get this far. As we suit up tonight beneath the lights, we'll carry your lessons no matter the fight. You've been our coaches, our fathers, and our friends. With you beside us, our journey never ends. Congratulations to the dads and sons of the class of 2026. Dads, take a step back and catch your game ball.
Down here. Come on down, Lane. Quarterback Lane Vincent, y'all give him a hand. We got some contestants. Four of us going to introduce our contestants. Come on out.
Now we're going to play a football catching game. First up, our senior girls, Carly Cash and Claire Carter. Our second team is our freshman boys, Jones Northcutt. And Maddox Scott.
All right, we're going to do some basic stuff. We don't want to do much here. We'll go this way. All right. So Lane's going to come over here. Coach, what are we going to call this? Is this our pat and go? We're going to do pat and goes. So guys, come line up right here. Coach is going to walk you through what you need to do, and then once we get a feel for things, a couple of routes, we're going to have a little quick competition. All right? So Coach Evan, what are you going to coach them? All right, Carly, you want to go first? You're up on the line of scrimmage, get up on the 50. Here we go.
Oh!
Yes, Carly, all right. Here you go. Claire, you want to go? Carly's up first. Going a little further down the field. Lane tossing it up. Oh, okay, that's okay. Not on you, Carly. Bill, you want to come try?
There's a reason I don't play sports.
good throw. Yes, make the catch. All right. And Jones makes the catch. Travis is up next. There we go. All right, what are we going to do next, Coach? Okay, we're going to toss it out there. All right, now we're for real. Y'all ready? All right, so we're going to see. Carly, you're up first. Phil, who do you think?
Honestly, I have no idea. They're all pretty athletic.
Yeah. All right, players up. Almost.
What do you think, Mr. Brian?
Well, this is really hard. This has a little bit of advantage. Maddox up next. Good catch. All right, got one more shot, Carly. Yards and towards the goalpost. You know what that means, Carly? I mean, Claire? Okay, Jones, you go first. He knows what to do. Here it is. Jones is out there. He's got it in. Oh, he makes the catch. All right, Claire, you ready? 10 yards and towards the goalpost. Good route. Good route. Yeah! She got the catch. And Maddox, it's out there. You know, Lane's too good. He's too good of a quarterback. So what can we do that week? Oh, okay. That one will make it harder, Coach Elmer's in front. Mr. Timmons, you'll throw it next. Can we do that? There it is. It's out there, John. That's a long way. That's a lot of running.
Thank you. like a little squatty right here.
That's good. I'm down low. I'm good.
Bell, am I going to use that mic to talk?
It is now time for predictions. And for predictions, we brought in two guest pickers, not guest kickers like out there, but guest pickers. And we've got Mr. Brian Jett, superintendent of Fort Payne City Schools here, and Patrick Long, a senior here at Fort Payne High School. We're going to all do some picks. You guys ready? So here we go. Y'all ready? Have y'all looked over your picks?
Yes, ready to go.
Make sure you get in your mic real good. Are you ready, Patrick? Okay, so here's our first. We're going to pick five games. We're going to start with the only team left in our region still playing in the playoffs. That's Gadsden City. They're going to Clay Chalkville. Now, for my prediction, I think, you know, Clay Chalkville's just got too much. They've beaten Thompson this year. They're one of the best teams in the country, if not the state. So I've got to go Clay Chalkville just from a number standpoint. It just makes sense. Mr. Jett, what do you think?
Well, there is no way, no way in this world that I'm going to pick Gadsden City. I hope they get beat 50 points. I'm going Clay Chalkville.
Clay Chalkville. Floor Bell.
Okay, if I'm being honest, I don't know a whole lot about football, but I know the basics, but that's pretty much where it stops. So.
That's okay.
My guess is going to be Clay Chalkville because we beat Gadsden City this year, and Clay Chalkville just has a really cool name. There we go.
I like that.
I'm going to have to go Clay Chalkville. I mean, it's the obvious answer. I mean, yeah. Clay Chalkville's top 23 team in the nation. They're 11-0, number one team in the state. And, I mean, to be honest, we don't like Gadsden City. They're in our region, too. I mean, Clay Chalkville size, Gadsden City just can't hold it together, yeah. I don't think. Give me Clay Chalkville by an avalanche.
So, across the board, we're all Clay Chalkville on that game.
That's right.
All right, moving on. We got St. Clair County traveling to Scottsboro tonight. St. Clair County is 10-1. But we got the Topcat trophy. So, what do we think, Mr. Jett?
Well, I mean, it's so easy. This is an easy pick. You're making it way too easy.
It gets a little tougher.
Am I pulling for the River Rats?
No way.
Am I pulling for Scottsboro?
Do we pull for Scottsboro?
No. I can't even think of the other team.
St. Clair County.
St. Clair County, yeah. I'm going for them without a doubt. It didn't matter. I was going for whoever against Scottsboro.
So we got two St. Clair counties.
Exception of Miss Barnes. I do not like Scottsboro. Don't like them at all. Don't like any of them. So obviously St. Clair County.
St. Clair County. Okay. Now you've got data on yours.
We're the top cats.
Okay. Yeah, we're the top cats.
I'm gonna have to go St. Clair County. I mean, it's Scottsboro. The name is just like eating vinegar coming out of my mouth. I mean, St. Clair County's got a very good ball player out of Joshua Duther, the wide receiver and cornerback. He's averaging 97 yards a game and 2 interceptions a game. He's great on both sides of the ball. And who cares about Scottsboro? Give me the Fighting Irish out of St. Clair County.
There we go. All right. So I think we're across the board on that one. Okay, maybe it mixes up a little bit here.
I think it's going to change a little bit.
Yeah, here we go. Okay, so now we're going into the county. So the county, we got Fife Red Devils traveling to Piedmont. Fife has been doing a great job in 2A. They even did well in their first stint in 3A. But having to go back to 3A, it just seems like maybe some of that luster's gone there for this season anyway. And Piedmont's just as dominant as they've been in the past. So I'm going to have to go Piedmont Bulldogs for my pick.
So Piedmont is dominant, no doubt about it. They have a great football team. Funny thing about it, Paul Benefield taught me driver's ed at Plainview.
Are you kidding me? Is that right?
He was my driver's ed teacher at Plainview. So great guy, great coach, known him my whole life. Does a phenomenal job there. I think the Fife Red Devils just do what they do and win.
Okay. Fife, what you got, Floor Bell?
I'm going to have to go Fife as well. They are just so good at football. Like, anybody with a brain knows that. They've won several state championships. I really like the color red, obviously.
All right, 2-5, one.
This is going to be a tough game for the Fife Red Devils. I mean, they're coming off a big win against Lauderdale County. I believe it was 32-7.
Yep.
But it's going to be hard to beat the 11-0 Bulldogs. Piedmont's always been a good ball team, but Fife's out for blood this year. It was Piedmont beat them 30-28 in overtime last year.
Okay, last year.
Last
but
year.
You think this year?
I think this year Fife is out for blood.
And okay, Paul so you're
Benefield, going five. Yeah, Paul Benefield 63-23 in the postseason. I think he's got a trick up his sleeve.
Okay.
I think the Red Devils are going to get it done.
All right, so we go 3-1. We're going Red Devils here. All right, next game, Alexandria Valley Cubs. That's a fascinating mascot.
That is.
They travel to the Plainview Bears. Plainview's playing a lot better football this year. They're in 4A. And so what do you think?
So I'm a Plainview graduate.
Yep.
A lot of people don't know that. Coach Pruitt does a fantastic job.
Really
I think
does,
his offensive line is going to show out again tonight. I'm going with Plainview Bears.
Okay. Floor Bell.
So I've got some friends at Plainview, and according to them, their football team is doing really good this year. So I'm going to have to go Plainview. Also, I don't know anything about Alexandria.
Okay.
So we're going to go Plainview.
There you go.
I think this is going to be a really good ball game. Plainview's moved up the region. They're moving up to 4A. Coming off an 11-0 streak, going into Alexandria's coming to them, I believe. I'm not too sure.
That's right. That's right.
The Alexandria's got 10-1 record. I think Plainview's going to be able to get it done. Like Mr. Jett said, that O-line, I feel like she's going to keep putting in the work tonight. I think Plainview Bears are going to get
so
it done.
So y'all leaving me on an island just picking outside the counties, right? Because I'm by myself. Okay, now with a game everybody cares about, the game here in Wildcat Stadium at 7 o'clock tonight, Fort Payne hosting the Mountain Brook Spartans. So, because, and I learned this from game day, because I'm calling the game tonight on the radio, I'm not going to make a pick, even though everybody knows what I would pick. So I'm not going to make a pick on this game. Mr. Jett, what do you think?
So this is my 30th year watching the Wildcats play.
Okay.
I've never seen a team with adversity, just everything that comes together, they just win, baby.
Yep.
They win.
It's George Steinbrenner, isn't it?
That's
just,
right.
Just
win,
baby.
So, you got the players, you've got the coaching staff. You know, Coach Elmore, the guy that recommended him to be hired here, there's two good things about him. He's good looking. The guy that hired him,
or I didn't recommend, hire
him. Recommend him to be hired, was good looking. Must be a genius because he does a great job and he has a great coaching staff. There's no way I'm not going black and gold.
There
baby.
We go. All right, so you got Fort Payne. Floor Bell.
Mr. Jett just took the words out of my mouth. I mean, obviously Fort Payne. I like
look at your microphone.
Brooke,
it's on your mic.
I mean, literally, it's the dazzle. I like Mountain Brook, but we're going to demolish them. We have the best coach, the best team, and we're just winners around here.
All right. So we got three Fort Paynes.
Mountain Brook's a good ball team, guys. I'm going to say, too. 8-3, but, you know, they are a good ball team. They got three other teams in the region that are pretty decent. Mountain Brook's right there in the middle of the pack. Two other teams are 10-1. But let's not forget, guys, we're in the home of the Fort Payne Wildcats.
Oh, what are you doing?
I mean, we got an offense. Senior Carter Blaylock sitting right there. 173 carries for almost over 1,000 yards. Senior Blake Griggs, over 1,000 yards. Caden Adams putting in work. Caden and Carter, the way Coach Elmore has just rotated these running backs is just an absolutely beautiful scheme. I mean, they're just putting in work. Senior Mason Chandler, where are you at?
Where are you
right
Mason?
There he is.
Yeah.
30 tackles was an average of 3 per game, and all these other guys on defense putting in work. Cooper Jackson and all the other guys. So I think.
What do you think?
I think it's time.
Uh oh.
Let's go, Fort Payne.
Oh, look at here. Here
they
come.
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right. So you heard it here. All right, cheerleaders. Who we got? Band cheerleaders. Let's go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, that concludes our show. Corbell, how'd you like it? Was that fun?
I don't know about y'all, but I'm feeling so hyped right now, Mr. Bryan. Thank you so much for having me. Everybody show up and show out tonight at Wildcat Stadium.
We need a lot of noise tonight in Wildcat Stadium to help these boys and the hard work that they put on this year. We hope that you guys will all make it tonight. You are now dismissed to go back to your class. Thank you.
Thank you.